You can join it right now. Everyone here? Oh, stop recording. Okay. We are on.
Hello.
Oops. I saw Ruthie join.
Hi. Can you hear me? Leia's here.
Hi, everybody.
That's Leia. Okay. Okay, so let's get started. I got 40 minutes on the free level of Zoom. So we need to be done. Good Shabbos, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Let's see how this works. We're going to talk about Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. That's Miss Parsha. Everyone should read it tomorrow, even though they're at home. Go through it. It's a long Parsha, but it goes through all the building the Mishkan. But it starts with a reminder that when you're building the Mishkan, Moshe tells people, just, this is important. Verse 1, by Akel Moshe, called up in Israel, gather together all the people of Israel. But Yomrahim tells them, these are things that you have to do. And everyone interprets that as being the positive. This is the Mishkan, you're going to build this. But don't do it on Shabbos. Sheshimim tasem lacha, v'yamashvi yelachem kodesh. 6 days you should do all this work. But on the seventh day is holy, Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem. This is a day, the Sabbath rest day for Hashem. Kol asebo mecha. You might, anyone does work on that day, will be put to death. And we all know that this, in fact, is the definition of Melachot Shabbat. That's how we know what we're not supposed to do on Shabbos. Everyone knows that, right? That's source two. That's the Mishnah in Shabbat that says, source two, Avot Melachot. There are 40 minus 1. There are 39 melachot, 49 broad categories of melacha, and it starts Sacharesh, Hazareah, Kotser, Bamamer, all these categories. My kids and Beis Yaakov know them by heart. They've all done them all. It goes through them all and ends with Harei Elu Avot Melachot. These are the principles, these are the main categories of work. Arba'im Chasrachat, 41. 40 minus 1. Sorry.
Is that
right, Rick? 40 minus 1? Yeah. 39. 39 melachot. And I think somewhere we have a little cartoon book of the 39 melachot. We've all gone through all these. But the key thing to realize is that we get that definition from the building of Mishkan. Gemara says is that what are we not supposed to do? When it says don't do melachot on Shabbat, what are those melachot? The melachot are the ones that were done in the Mishkan. That's source three. In chayvim ela al melacha ki, you only chayav for the melacha, for the work on Shabbos, sheki yotze ba hayta b'mishkan, for that which there was an equivalent melacha in the Mishkan. Hem zaro v'atem lo zaro, they planted, or they sowed, you should not sow. Hem katsru, they harvested, v'atem lo katsru, you should not harvest. And it goes through every single one of those. And the Gemara there explains what they did in the Mishkan for all of 39 of those categories. It's pretty tenuous. It's not obvious why you're building the Mishkan, why sowing seeds should be part of that.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, pulling curtains, which they did all the time. Why is that not part of the Mishkan? Especially if you look at all the, you know, the food-related items, which the first half of the list is all about making food, which really isn't part of the building of the Mishkan. Now, Chazal acknowledge that it's really tenuous. And that's the well-known Mishnah and Chagiga. That's about source four. Hetan Nedarim, Porchim Ba'avir. Let's talk about things that really don't have a basis in the text. So being Matir Neder, being undoing a vow, literally floats in the air. There's no basis in the text at all. That is entirely halacha moshe Sinai. Ein lahen ma she yasmucho. There's nothing there that I'm to rely on. Hilchot Shabbat and Chagigot Amigilot. So specifically Shabbat, the laws of Shabbos and of the Karban Chagiga and of Mila, where you're taking something from the Beit Midash, they're considered kaharim tuliim b'sara. They're mountains hanging by a thread. Mikru muat b'halachot murubot. There's a lot of halacha there. There's very little text. Nothing in the text says, here are these 39 lists over here. The text just says, don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Where did these lists, where does this list come from?
It doesn't even say that. It's just that they're near each other.
Right. So everyone interprets that Ela had, you know, puts a but there. These are the things that you should do, as in what's coming next to the Mishkan, but don't do it on Shabbos. I'm willing to read that as shot in the text.
Okay.
The Mishkan, but no, don't do that on Shabbos. But to say these specifically, all the things you should do on Shabbos are the ones you're doing the Mishkan. And this list of 39, those are the ones you're doing the Mishkan. That's Har Tulim Basara, the mountains hanging by a thread. I want to specifically look at this number, this 39. If you look at the list, there are 39 items on there. The halacha mosh misinai, fine. Where does the 39 come from? The Mishnah emphasizes that, said twice, right? It said, abo melachot, arbim chaser achat, and then sums it up, arbim chaser achat. That's 39, 40 minus 1. Where does that number 39 come from? That's what I want to look at.
Well, I know it's 13 times 3, but I don't know where we get that from.
It is 13. I got that from third grade math. 13.
No, but I'm just saying there's something about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard that, right? It's, I mean, 40 is a good number. 40, a lot of things are 40, but why 39? Where does that come from? And you look through the Gemara, and everyone tries very hard to find some source of that. Look at source 5. This is from the Yerushalmi. No, this is from the Bali. This is Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi ben Lukunya says it's keneged melacha, melachto, melacha. Shabbat Torah. If you look at every time it says the word melacha or melachto or melacha, all these variations of melacha, there are 39 cases. Problem is that's wrong. This is Rav Yol bin Nun from the Gush trying to. Who has an article that's here called about Lamatet Avot Melachot Yinayin, and it talks about the Harishonot Hibru Hakshot Al Shitato. All the Rishonim, all the Mefarshim of the Gemara, have a great deal of difficulty figuring this out. And you can look at the text over there. You know which ones count, why not? Because there are actually 61 cases of those words, not 39. We're not going to get into it.
Malacha.
You can go through your concordancia and evident, I believe, Rabbi Nun, there are 61 times that the root malacha appears. So here's the Yerushalmi, tries a gematria. Source 7. Rabbi Nun de Kisarin. The rabbis in Caesarea. Amrin, Minatra. They say it's from on the place. If you look back at source 1, Moshe says, Ela hadvarim, these are the things. Again, these are the melachot of the Mishkan, which are saying not to do on Shabbos. And if you look at the Ela devarim, that word Ela, lo chastru kulam, you can get it all from there because we're going to look at gematria. What's gematria of Ela? Aleph chad is 1. Lamed tlatin, lamed is 30, which makes 31. And chet is timna is 8, makes 39. Anyone have a problem with that?
Where's the chet? It's a
hate. Exactly. Right? Below mitmanin rabbanan drishin ben helachet. And they decided they're not gonna care. Okay, it doesn't say a chet has a hay in there. We're gonna count it anyway. It's a hay. It's a chet. We're gonna eight. We're gonna count the hay as an eight. Okay, I call that sketchy. And you can look at the Mepharshim there, try and understand the Gemara there. Clearly they care about this 39, but we don't know where to get it from. So here's the Bavli's decision. We've heard this before. This is probably the most well-known source of 39. That's source 8. Again, they're going to go back to these words, Ela hadvarim. These are the things that Kemal Shred called up Israel, Ela hadvarim. It says, well, it's devarim. As Rashi says, would be devar would be 1, devarim would be 2. Hadvarim with a hey on there makes 3. Hey, Andy. Is Ruthie joining you? Okay, so that's Dvarim. Hadvarim is 3. Ela Hadvarim, I'm not going to have Ela. I'm going to get the gematria correctly because that's Aleph Lamed Hey is 1, 30, and 5 is 36. So 36 plus 3. Elu Shloshim Utech Shah Malachot Shememru B'Moshe B'Sinai. 39, right? Rashi points it out. The Dvarim is 2. Hey is Rabot Chad. That makes one more. 3, that's Hare Shlosha. That's 3 total. And Ela Gematria Lamed Vav, 36. That's 39. That's still kind of funny. It's not clear what kind of drush that is. We're combining the gematria with the drush in the words, and what else would you have said? It's not like it's extra. You have to say something there. So Rav Ben Nun goes through it, looks at it a different way. He says, you know, there are 39, where the number 39 comes from. If you continue on the Parsha, when it describes all the things that were made, so he's looking at the nouns, not the verbs of what was done, but the number of things that were made. That's source 10. Everyone should make the things that Hashem commanded. And he goes through them. At the Mishkan, at the Olo, at the Mechseh, he counts them all out. He even put numbers in his article. And you look at there are 39 items. And that's my daughter. Let me go talk to her. Excuse me a moment. Hi, Davida. I'm giving a shiur online. You want to join us?
Hi, everyone.
Yes. She's going to call in. Okay, bye. Okay.
That's Abba. Okay.
There okay. Here we go. We got Eitan talking as well. Is that nice? That's my coming from. Okay, so Rabbi Nun counts 39 items. Oh, and it's late. You can look at the list. I take his word for it. There's 39. And he finishes his comment in the last paragraph. Minyan domeh shalamatat melachot. The similar number between these 39 items and the third time melachot. Ole mirshimat avadot shebetachila parasha pekudei. We see this number 39 comes up in the beginning of pekudei, at the beginning of parasha Vayakel. Me'ata barer. From here it's clear. Shechazal manuat avadot hamiriyot betachila malachat haMishkan. So that when Chazal count the number of melachot. And they decided that the number of melachot that are forbidden on Shabbos, it has to be identical. Minyan melachot haMishkan has to be identical to the items that were made. Lamatot avot melacha. Can I get lamatot melachot haMishkan? There are 39 kinds of melacha corresponding to 39 items that were made. The problem is that he's wrong too. To go back to his list, the end of it. It has his 39th item at Bidei Asra L'Shrei B'Kodesh, the garments that were made to serve in the Kodesh. At Bidei HaKodesh L'Aron HaKohen, at Bidei Banav L'Kohen. Those really are two more items there. We've talked about before. The Bidei Asra, most people understand, are the cloths that were covering the items as they were carried. So
yeah,
really,
clothes are clothes. Cloths are cloths.
Right, that Bidei Asra is cloth. So, I mean, you got to push it to say that it's 39. I would count this list as being 41.
No, I don't agree. Beged is beged, the same way you make the cloth.
Okay, so you can agree with
Rabbi. I
talked a little bit what the Bidei Astrad were, right? Ramban would say they are the Bidei Kodesh that they were wearing. Rashi would say Bidei Astrad were completely different, that they were the cloths that were used to cover the items as they were like the Aaron and the Mizbeach while they were traveling. There are Bidei Asrad that were separate traveling tarps, and the Bidei Kodesh are the clothing for Aaron.
Okay.
So I'm going to look at that. I'm focused on where is this number 39? Everyone cares about 39, and that's what Rav Ben Nun says. And everyone, I mean, you try really hard to find this somewhere, and everyone comes up with things that are kind of fuzzy in the text here. And then Rav Ben Nun summarizes. Misugiot shonot barur shemispar hu mispar kasiach. From all these different discussions, clearly this is a hard number. This is means something. Amoraim in the Gemara machnisim wasim. They go back and forth. Kolim kama avot takat shemachad. When they're looking at through these different avot melacha, they put different things into one category. Or klot melachot domot umefradim melachot acherot. They put them together. They separate them out. They want to say everyone agrees on what's not you can't do on Shabbos, but they always want to put them into 39 categories. Kedei lagila minyan lamatet. Everyone agrees that you got to have 39. 39 is an important number. So where does that come from? That's what I said. Why do I care about 39?
I remember hearing something about melacha that there were three categories of working, eating. I don't know. Like there were three categories of living, and they all fall into those three categories.
So, okay, so I think you got to work pretty hard. I think there's, not sure what we've got on the original list. You've got the, right, you've got the order of making bread, and you have the order of weaving, which are about 13 each. Then you have the order of other. I guess you could, but again, it doesn't tell you why there should be 39. Everyone cares about the number. I mean, yeah. I would have said, if I didn't have everyone caring about the number, I would have said, here's a list. And look, there are 39 items, but that's not important to the actual list. There are Arba, Avot, and Nezikin. There are four categories of torts, of damages. But no one goes through and tries to figure out why four. It's just here are the item, here's the list, and look, there are four of them on there. Where's 39? So I'm going to look at it from a literary Kabbalistic point of view.
Why
39? Because this number 39 comes up in the halakha one other time. Thank you. Liora just yelled, had the answer, right answer. 39 makot, source 12. Chia riv ben anashim. Sorry about that. If there is a disagreement between people of Nikshua, Mishpat, Ushvatum, and they come to court and they are judged, Vitzdiko, Tatzadik, Rishua, Terasha, and they decide who's guilty and who's innocent. And if the court decides that the appropriate punishment is makot, is being whipped, flogging. Yipila shofet, and the judge should make the perpetrator fall, be kalifanav, and he should be flogged before him, kadevish atot mispar, according to his iniquity, his evilness, and according to the right number, arba'im yaken liyosif, 40, no more. Then yosif lakato, lest you go over that, al ela, from this number, makaraba, too many strikes, v'nikla achicha v'nineka, and your brother should be humiliated before you. So what is arba'im yaken lo yasif? Gemara is very clear. It doesn't mean he gets 40 makot. He gets arba'im chaser achat. Same wording as the Gemara uses for the malachot of Shabbat. Kama malkim is a source to 13 in the Mishnah. Kama malkinoto, how many times is he whipped? Arba'im chaser achat, 40 minus 1. Shemar ba'mispar has to be a precise number. Arba'im up to 40. Minyan shehu samuch arba'im, a number that is close to 40. Can't get to 40. 40 is too many. 39. That's the punishment for violating a lotase. So now we're going to get the kind of Kabbalistic idea. If we look at the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Who's the first person who sinned?
Adam Arishon.
Thank you. Yes. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer lists 39 klolot, 39 curses that were applied to Adam. And this is, and the Rikanti connects that. That specifically says those represented the 39 makot. That was his punishment. And he had makot. His punishment was to be basically get makot from God. And Rikanti is a 13th century Italian Kabbalist, source 14. Amru Rabbeinu Zal, the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, ki lametek klalot nitkalu la'adam rechava. Adam and Chava were cursed with 39 curses. Of Chava, Nachash, and Lama, the snake, and the land. Valken Achote, Asher Alav, Ruach Tumat HaZuhama, Hahi, Loke Arba'im Chaser Achat. Just like anyone who sins, it has 40 minus 1, 39 Makot. There are 39 Makot that Adam got. And what fundamentally was that curse of Adam? He's kicked out of Gan Eden. He is taken away from that state of tranquility, and he has to do work. He has to work the land. He has to work for a living. And that's what we have to do in this world. We are doomed to do melacha. That is our punishment. That is our makot, our klalot. But we get a taste of that. So see where we're going with that. We get a taste of that Gan Eden back when we can stop our melacha on Shabbos.
Nice.
We're gonna keep moving from there. This is the way the Maharsha explains the Gemara Shabbos, where it talks about Shabbos being Shem tells Moshe, I have this Matanat Tova in my storehouses. Verse 15. You know the Farish. You could explain it. That the fact that Shabbat is matana tova, that Shabbos is a wonderful gift. We have the gift of rest on Shabbos. Melecha vav hayamim, that the work of those 6 days, hu mechla kolot adam harishon, that the fact that we do this work is part of the klala that we're not in Gan Eden. We acknowledge that. That it says in sadness you should eat, you have to work to earn your daily bread. That beforehand you have menucha every day, now Shabbos we don't have that anymore. So the melacha that we do in this world is part of the klala. We're living in a physical world, we're not living in Gan Eden. Shabbos we don't do it because we get this gift of this little hint of Gan Eden back in our lives. The 39 melachot that are in the Mishkan is the positive side, though, of the melacha that we do.
Does he count the 39 klalot? Do we just believe him?
Yeah, so if you look at the period, I didn't quote that out. If you look at the period, he gives a long list of klalot. He doesn't say there are 39. He said if you count them up, there are 39 there, and that's the Rikanti who makes that connection. Oh, wait a minute, 39 just like the Makot.
And also, Arba'im Pachot Echad. That's an odd phraseology. An
odd phrase, right, and that is exactly right, and we're going to get to that. That's the Shalah who makes that connection specifically. So the idea is not that the work that we do in the Mishkan is not a klala. The work that we do in the Mishkan is a tikkun for the klala. That what we're doing by building a Mishkan is we're using that fact that we have to do work in the physical world. We're creating something for Hashem there. The Mishkan exists to bring the screen into the world. So Adam stands, he gets his makas, he gets his 39 makas. We're going to use those makas to bring Hashem back. And the way this was put, and I found this was a file that I found via Google. It's on the Otsar HaChachma forum. I have no idea where it comes from. Here it is over here on this website over here. And he can't even see this over here. But he quoted this. I don't know who wrote it. It was read at, the guy described it on there as Devarim Nifla'im Me'achar Mimuflagei HaTorah Yerushalayim. One of the wonderful spreaders of Torah in Yerushalayim. I don't know who this is who's writing, but it's a nice idea. So I'll take credit for it. So this is source 16. Tanchuma. If you look at the Midrash Tanchuma and Pekutei, V'vuar Shem Mishkan Shakul Keneged Briyat HaOlam. We've talked about that a lot, that the Mishkan has many parallels to creation. Look how Bnei Yisrael built the Mishkan, and it has parallels to how Hashem created the world. It's this little our piece of creation, our role in the world. And it's explained there that everything that happened in creation, Hashem creates the world, we as human beings created in the Mishkan. And the deepest part, of this idea is, because before Adam sinned, that all of creation was like a Mishkan. The whole world expressed the Shekhinah. We could feel it everywhere. We had the sense of the numinous, as Rav Soloveitchik likes to put, the sense of the holy. We could feel the Shekhinah everywhere. Occasion shegara machet lemiut hasada, and since the sin, we don't feel that. We've lost that sense of appreciation. All right, betchilat mahalach hatikun is damstem hagu'ula lemakama mishkan vehemikdash. So that when we try to rectify that, we try to make it better, we contract this Yiloi Shechina into the place of the Mikdash. We create a place where the Shechina still is. And if anybody listens to David Foreman's video essays, it's basically what his essay this week was about. And how the Mishkan corresponds to creation. Hashem created the world where we could fit, and we create a place in the world where Hashem can fit. That corresponds to that. V'hem nikalu kol shorei bria, and that's when everything that went into creation comes into the Mishkan. This will allow for the revelation of Hashem's Shechina. That's something that we do. So we take those klalot that we were cursed with and turn them into Kedusha. The 39 Melachot correspond to the 39 Makot. But we're making them positive. We're building the Mishkan.
But Dan, I gotta ask a question.
Sure.
I thought we were commanded to build the Mishkan.
Right.
So it wasn't like it was our idea. Let's build a Mishkan to be a tikkun for, you know, the sins of Adam HaRishon.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Okay, so okay, we were given the opportunity then.
Okay.
Here, you can do this. You can make this better. And here's how we're going to do that.
Oh, okay.
You do all your physical skills and everything you do, you can dedicate them for a Kedusha as opposed to just random stuff.
Okay.
And therefore, when we're not doing that on Shabbos, not because you're not allowed, not so much that you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos, but it's not necessary. Shabbos is his own tikkun. Bringing back that, it's me'en olam haba, bringing back that tranquility of Gan Eden, we're coming back to that. So we basically build this place for the Shekhinah, both in space, in the Mishkan, and then once a week we build it in time. On this, a lot of people say this. Lior asked about that, about whether Shabbos is like the Mishkan in time. To talk on the, so everybody else can hear you. So Lior is making the point that she says that Rav Dessler says the same thing, which I didn't see that inside, but I certainly believe that. And if you listen to Rabbi Sachs this week, said much the same thing on his essay, in his video essay about, especially this week, where we don't get the Mikdash at all, where we can't go to shul, we're stuck at home. Now we have to appreciate the Mikdash in time because we don't have the Mikdash in space. We have to appreciate what we have from Shabbos.
Ooh,
sweet.
Nice.
That's Rabbi Sachs.
That's nice.
I mean, I think everyone's saying the same. Everyone's kind of saying the same thing here.
Right.
So this is the Me'or HaNayim. This is the Bnei Yisachar. Chassidish Rebbe, Poland, early 19th century. Verse 17. Alkein Stavnu B'Shabbat Alamet Et Melachot. So this is why we are commanded not to do 39 melachot. She'en avot, pinoda, that those are the well-known principles that we can't do on Shabbos. Ki abriya haita amanat shlo ye'adam o'ose shum melacha. That the original plan for creation, as it were, was that man shouldn't have to do any work, any physical work at all. Ki avodat habore, yitbarach, just to serve Hashem. He didn't need to do any of the work because everything was provided. Because creation was such that just like it was going to be like the way it will be in the Olam Haba Shem Ruch Hazal that the rabbis say, Atida Eretz Yisrael Hotzi Glus Kaot. And the future, Israel will produce, the trees will produce fully formed bread rolls that you just eat off the trees. You will not need to do any work at all. So that's the idea of Gan Eden. No melacha was necessary. But since Adam sinned, as he was cursed, these 39 makot. Mitzidan above halametet melachot, and that's what brought on the fact that we have to do these 39 melachot. The number 39 is just a number, and we can put any melacha into whatever categories. However, we get to 39. 39 symbolizes the makot that we have to do. We go to Zareah, Chorosh, etc. But Shabbat he may ain olam haba, and the Shabbos is this little hint of olam haba. That's why we don't have to do a tikkun for the klalot directly because Shabbos is that tikkun. That we don't have to make up for those makot of Adam, so we don't have to. We shouldn't do those malachot. I think I quoted a double copy of it, didn't I? That's why we rest on, we don't do that. Everything should be considered prepared, as it will be in an Olam Haba. That's B'nei Yisachar. And then I'll end with the Shallah, who makes the point that that you just made about the fact that the Mishnah calls it Arba'im Chaser Achat. It doesn't say 39. The number of Melachot Shabbat are Arba'im Chaser Achat. That makes the connection more obvious to the Makkah. Surah Saintum. Apia Amor, and this is from what we've all said. This is from a Torah journal online called Shvili Pinchas. Yasheva Shalah Kadosh. The Shalah says, Mashadiktik Hatana Lamar Mishnah Avot Melachot Arba'im Chaser Achat. Why does the Mishnah specifically say 40 minus 1, not just 39? Question, it's hard to understand. Lama lo amar abot melachot shloshim v'teisha. Why not just say 39? Achlefia amor, for what we've everything we've said, yish lomar ki atana hiskir lashon akatuv a number of a malkot. He's making us think about what the pasuk says about the malkot. When it says abaim yokenu lo yasif, it's 40 but not more, implying up to 40 but not more than that. Shekavana bezeh abaim chaser achat, that the intention is that. All right, what we're not doing on Shabbos is 40 minus 1, just like the Makot. Me'achar shalamatet melachot heim tikun lalamatet kvalot, and since we consider those 39 melachot that we do in the Mishkan, our tikun, our rectification of what went wrong with Adam's sin for the 39 kvalot that he got, then his kegam shabbat l'shadzeh arbim chaser achat. Explicitly, we're making that connection. Because Shabbos is its own tikkun. We bring Hashem into the world in those two ways. With the 39 melachot, we bring it into the physical and create our mikdash. And we explicitly make a point of not doing that by making us kedushat zman. We bring the Shekhinah into the time of Shabbos, where we don't have to do that tikkun. We don't rebuild the Mishkan. We experience the Shekhinah, we experience the presence of Hashem just with our being in time experiencing Shabbos. And I will end there.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
We're not going to be in a place that is built for the. Yeah, Eitan agrees completely. Thank you. So instead, we should feel that Kedusha in our own homes, in our Shabbos under quarantine.
Amen. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, you didn't see me.
Oh, hi, Mickey.
Were you here the whole time?
I was.
Oh, okay. I don't know who's. Oh, I didn't. I can look. I can click down over here and see everybody else.
Bye on us.
Hi. We got Davida here. Ruthie, oh,
that's
that.
Mrs. R. Charlie.
I can see the whole list.
Who's Charlie?
It's my brother.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh. So you have ghosts here. People could ghost you. We don't even know they're here.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Well, good job, right. Everybody. I'm going to sign out.
Good job, Thomas. Bye.
9 o'clock my time. Same place. Same impressive.
We appreciate background. All your help, Danny.
Shalom.
Shalom, everybody.
Leave meeting.
Stop recording.